With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply. It's Carson and Kenny's
World of Roses. Anna's in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
What's going on with you and Darren today?
So I'm really bummed out because I'm pretty sure my boyfriend's been lying to me. I've had like this gut feeling. You know when you just feel like something's not right?
Yeah.
I've kind of had this gut feeling since he started attending like a bunch of meetings at work. And, you know, it's just a lot more than normal. And he's been canceling our plans. And it's just like that's been his priority. It's just like a little out of whack. So like I decided to do a little snooping.
Like you do.
And I actually found the evidence.
Oh.
So I got into his Outlook email and his calendar, and I went back like a month or so, I would say, on the calendar. And the meetings were on the calendar, but they didn't have any people invited to them. You know how like Outlook, you would invite people to the meeting.
Yeah.
It would say
yes,
you attended.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right? So anyway, he stopped calling them meetings. He just calls them Ashlyn. Which I can assure you is no one he works with, and I know because I checked the company directory.
Well, thank you for doing our work for us.
Really, your snoop level is 100.
Why
thank
are we
you.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, I guess just to get it on tape, so let's get it.
I guess nail, coffin, that's us.
Yes, get him.
Okay, so you understand how War of the Roses works. Anna, we're going to keep you on the line. We're going to call him, offer up a dozen long-stem red roses. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for a cell phone company and use the name Shelly. Shelly, are you ready?
You betcha.
Okay. Be very quiet.
I'm ready to go. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, be very quiet, though. Let this all unfold.
Hello?
Hello, may I please speak with Darren?
Yeah, this is Darren. Sorry, is this a robot? What is this?
No, I'm real. My name is Shelly. I'm actually calling from... your wireless provider, and we just wanted to do something nice for you today. I'm not calling from the billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans, nothing like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to offer you a dozen...
Can I take this later? Is it okay? I'm about to go to a meeting.
Well, honestly, this will take 2 seconds. I have a dozen roses to give you that you can send to anybody you like, just to someone you love. I'd love to get this done before you... Yeah. We just want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us.
I get a lot of your ads. I never heard anything about roses.
Well, it's something new we're doing, and since you've been with us for so long, so can I go ahead and send them to somebody for you?
Wow, okay. I mean, can this be quick? What do you need?
I just need, let's start with the card. Name for the card?
Oh, okay. Let's send it to Ashlyn.
Okay, what do you want on that card?
Let's just say, can't wait for meeting Monday.
Oh my God, I hate meetings. I can't believe how stoked you are about it.
No, hey, look, I'm sure our meetings are nothing like your meetings, you know.
Oh, really? Please elaborate.
I'm sorry? I'm not going to talk more about this. Well, no, hold on. Do you have, like, someone I can talk to? Hold on. Do you have, like, a manager? This seems really messed up.
I don't have a manager. Hello?
Hi, who's this now? Are you the manager?
No, actually, this is Carson from Carson & Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's called War of the Roses, and that's actually your girlfriend.
Yeah. Do you understand now, honey? Do you need a flowchart? Maybe I could put it in your Outlook calendar for you.
My what? My calendar? And what are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what? For a smart man, you are so stupid. Maybe next time that you want to cheat on your girlfriend, you should call your meetings and not Ashlyn, okay? Goodbye.
Hmm.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, that. Oh, that.
Holy.
They offer classes in Outlook. I'm just saying.
Oh, he's gone too.
He's got a meeting he's got to get to.
She really did do all the work for us, though.
Yeah, he's going to sit here like that.
I like the thought of being manager Carson, though.
You do?
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe one of these times we'll need a manager and Manager Carson can step in.
I'll just come in as your supervisor.
I'd like to speak to your manager.
Definitely.
About my adultery.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.